I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ian Rappaport's the NFL Network insider. You can follow him on Twitter at @Rapsheet and watch him, of course, on the NFL Network, which is carrying a total of 5 games in this second week of the preseason, starting Friday, 6:30 p.m. Central, Bills Browns. Ian Rappaport's here right now making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ian Rappaport, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Everything's good, my world. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long. I know you've been busy all day. I've seen you on TV.
I'm actually hanging out watching the Vikings and Jaguars have a little joint practice here in one of the nicest practice facilities I've ever been to.
Oh, amazing. And I guess there the conversation is also Jalen Ramsey, who is suspended this week because of an attack on the local media, I gather, but made even bigger headlines earlier today when he just basically trashed about half of the quarterbacks in the NFL. How is that going over within the Jacksonville organization and just in the NFL in general?
Did he trash them, or was he just honest?
Well, I think sometimes being honest is also trashing them, right? I mean, listen, here's the thing. I think he's right about most of the stuff he said, but it's still not stuff you usually hear.
Well, it's interesting because, like, I mean, and obviously I know you're knee-deep in the basketball world. Like, in basketball, like, this happens all the time. You know, guys are asked, and they are honest, and guys get into little beefs, and media kind of talks about it, and, you know, everyone's always available, and it's kind of fun. In football, this does not happen.
Right.
So it's actually been really interesting to see, like, people are like, oh my goodness, like, what did he say? And I'm like, it's okay. He just said what he thought. And that's one thing with Ramsey, and he is, and I really like him, but he is always going to say what he thinks. And, you know, I think, you know, he's always going to say what he thinks. And I think for the Jaguars, they kind of give a little eye roll because he's made a lot of headlines. But he is one of their best players, and that can never be something that we can overlook because he is a great, great player.
Well, that's the thing. He's a 23-year-old Pro Bowl cornerback. I mean, he is awesome. This isn't just some random scrub, you know, talking wild about Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. He is awesome, but it is still unusual. And I guess I would say the difference between what happens in the basketball world and this would be in the basketball world, it's usually like one guy talking about one guy. Like, they got beef. So it's like
this was all the guys.
Yeah. He just went random. He just, like, middle of August just, like, trashed about a dozen NFL quarterbacks, which I don't actually think happens too often in the NFL. I mean, in the NBA or anywhere else. That's what was so, like, surprising about it. But like you said, he's got this reputation. He seems happy to give you his honest opinion about anything in this world, even if you know there's no long term win for him. You know, speaking like this that I can envision.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we saw it last year when he beat up AJ Green, and someone said why, and he said I told him he was weak every play.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. I guess. Yeah, I mean, I guess I would do it. And, you know, that's sort of the thing, like now, like, look, I mean, yes, he does talk a lot of trash. He's one of the really good trash talkers in the NFL. And as good as he is as a trash talker, he's better as a player. So he can say whatever the heck he wants right now. If that ever dips, then he might be in trouble. But, you know, as long as you can back it up, I mean, shoot, like, talk about whoever you want, right?
Yeah. Talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. He's on Twitter, at @Rapsheet. What happened with the local media? I can't imagine the media in Jacksonville is incredibly difficult to deal with or critical of the Jaguars organization, or and certainly Jalen Ramsey. Maybe not. I don't know. What happened?
No, you're right. They're not overly critical, but they were critical of him because he showed up late to camp because he had a child, and there were certainly some snarky comments that he saw from media people about how much time he took off. which is not cool. And as someone who's taken time off for the birth of each of his sons, like, sure, it's kind of BS. The other thing was he just didn't want them to post practice video. Just didn't want them to post a video of the fight. And, you know, it doesn't work like that. I mean, these practices are open to the media, and people video them, and when it's allowed to be shot, people shoot it, and they post it, and that's life. And as a young player, I think he needs to learn, like, look, you can control whether or not you're covering a dude on Sundays, but you cannot control what the media reports, so at some point you need to stop.
I'm talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider on Twitter, at @RapSheet. Moving on, are we at a point now where the only way Baker Mayfield plays this season is if Tyrod Taylor is horrible or gets hurt? It seems to be, yes, that seems to be the stance in Cleveland.
Yeah, and I think it's real. And, you know, we sort of heard this where they're like, oh, this guy's my quarterback. Meanwhile, you know that they got someone waiting in the wings. And I'm like, no, it seems to be pretty real. And I don't think they want to play Baker. I don't think they need to. They're paying Tyrod a lot of money. And this is why, you know, we sort of saw in the NFL this year a different tact, because every single team that drafted a young quarterback already had a starter.
Right.
You know, it's not like the Cardinals had Sam Bradford. You know, the Bills have two guys. You know, Nathan Peterman and A.J. McCarron. You know, the Browns traded for Tyrod, who's making a lot of money. You know, so I think what we saw is everyone in the league realizing, like, I don't want to play these guys. And, yeah, I mean, if the Browns go out and are average and Tyrod's playing decent, then I don't think we see Baker for a year. I think next year, then we probably do, and then they'll let Tyrod go.
Dez Bryant is scheduled to meet with the Cleveland organization, I believe, tomorrow. Do you expect him to end up playing with the Browns?
I think there's a real chance. And, you know, that organization has wanted him to come for some time. You know, they have wanted him to show up and accept their deal and all that. And it took him probably two extra weeks than we realized for him to actually show up, but yes, he is scheduled to visit. He's going to be there. And, you know, if he likes it, and I think if they offer it's not even about the money. He's got a lot of money. But, you know, if they offer enough where he can get some upside, it's got to be a one-year deal. I think that much is clear. And it's also right now his best opportunity to come in and really play. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a real chance that it happens. Otherwise, I don't know why he would take the visit.
Talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network insider on Twitter, at @RapSheet. How do you expect the Khalil Mack situation with the Raiders to get resolved?
I think the first thing that needs to happen is he needs to come in.
Right.
And, you know, we've seen some players hold teams hostage and almost make them play sort of at gunpoint or whatever, but that's not going to happen to the Raiders. You know, Mack has got to come in. And I think when he does, then they'll start talking to him. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be this week or next week, but, you know, I'm sure they'd have to reach some sort of deal on the fines, because it's going to be really hefty if they don't reach some sort of deal.
Former Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly is now the number two quarterback in Denver. Former Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch demoted, working with the threes. Do you have a sense for just why this hasn't worked for Paxton Lynch? They have wanted him to be the starting quarterback for a while, and now he's further away from that spot than he's actually ever been. Why has this not worked?
It's not talent. Some of it is work, just not quite putting in the work you need to do to be a starting quarterback. But I think a lot of it is doubt, mental doubt. You know, he's struggled through a lot of situations. He's been injured when he's played. He's batted a lot of adversity, you know, nicks and bruises and all that. And at some point, his confidence has kind of gone the wrong way and came into this year with a new attitude, and then, you know, got picked almost right away, and, you know, all of a sudden, kind of he's in his own head again. And once you get to that point, it's really, really tough to come back from that. It really is. And so I think there are certain players where a fresh start is probably not the worst idea.
All right. Wrap it up here with Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. He's on Twitter at @RapSheet. Last thing before I let you go, Tom Brady is expected to make his preseason debut tomorrow night against the Eagles. How much of him do you think we'll actually see?
Probably a couple series.
Right.
You know, two or three series, enough to where, you know, comes out, throws a little bit, maybe leads a touchdown. Like, it's not going to be nothing, because the Patriots like him to actually play. So my guess is it'll be like two or three series, throw the ball around, look like Tom Brady, and then pack it up and let Brian Hoyer run the show.
That makes sense to me. That's Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, at RepSheet, watching him on the NFL Network. Thanks for being here, buddy. I owe you. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, man. Take care.